Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to a collaboration between the Geekcast Radio Network and the Pop Culture Network. This is From the Command Center, the podcast episode 20. The...
What?
No, I did not sign up for that.
This is all your
good. Yes.
Welcome to a collaboration between the Pop Culture Network and the Geekcast Radio Network. This is From the Command Center, the podcast, episode 30. I am one of your hosts, TFG and Mike, and joining me from PCN is Scotty Cash. Hello, sir.
What's up?
What's going on?
What's new?
Nothing. I like it that way.
Safer that way.
Yes, exactly. Also, joining us once again is the Super Sentai guy, Spade of the Bum Matrix.
Hello, ha! Sir.
He called you a bum and you didn't even catch it.
Oh boy. Today we're going to be continuing the From the Command Center commentaries with season 1 episode 6, according to Netflix, Food Fight. And you will be starting your DVD, VR, whatever trooper thing, I don't know, Netflix after the Mighty Morphin signal right now. What the hell does she do in a dumpster for 10,000 years?
Yeah, she got lazy. Go, go, Power Rangers!
That's interesting how they warped the logo around the images in the flesh. Poor kids. If any kids had epilepsy watching this show, this intro specifically with that flashing, oh my god. That would be horrible.
Here we are at the school cafeteria again, known as the Juice Bar. Maybe they just have... Maybe it's not the school hallway. It's just like a locker room, because this is kind of like a juice bar slash sports place.
Well, it's a juice bar and gym.
Well, then...
It says it on the logo, juice bar and gym.
Well, then it's not the school's...
Yeah, no, it's not the school.
Oh, it's a gime.
I love the gime.
Cultural food festival.
Cultural, oh my god.
Mr. Belding's uncle?
Sadly, Ernie has passed away.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Falcon skull. Ugh.
And it'll be in their face in a minute or two. Is that the wait.
That's
the principal.
Yeah.
What is the principal doing at an event that has nothing to do with the school? Oh god, he's a creeper.
Yeah.
I mean, the pedo stash alone.
And the toupee. You know that's not his real hair.
Oh, yes. That will be going off later in the episode.
Yes. Wait, this is a cultural festival? Why is Jason wearing a 4th of July hat?
Because America!
America, fuck yeah!
Oh, those babies! I should not have eaten them!
Was that what she was really saying?
No.
Oh.
Though she did try to kill children on a regular basis in the Japanese version.
And apparently someone's going to be sniped.
Yeah, that is so weird that they use a rhetoric in her telescope thing.
You mean a reticle?
When I go to the Gaim, there's never any Honolulu chicks.
Hula dancers.
Yeah, dude. I'd go more often.
Why is there a Christmas tree on the wall?
Dude, because it's the ethnic culture festival,
Asian
dude.
Asian America. F yeah.
Why are there...
And why is the... Why...
Oh, the other thing only showed the American word, but I bet it said Mexican American.
I bet it did too.
Wow. That's
so
crazy.
Wait, there are two... Oh, that's right. Two random... people that want to also cause trouble. Oh god, that hair is...
Oh, that's good.
Pie.
Whipped cream.
I bet you a dollar this doesn't go on anyone's face. Too late, you guys should have took that bet.
Yeah, Mr. Kaplan, that was the principal's name.
I wonder with the episode being titled Food Fight, what could happen? Oh!
The toupee, there it goes. I knew it wasn't real.
You know, I have been in two different places where someone yelled Food Fight and nothing happened.
Well, this is Angel Grove and it is the 90s and his hair landed in the punch. Nobody drank the punch, people.
Oh my god.
This must have been a school function at the Jim and Juice Bar.
Yeah, like, how mad are you that if you're Ernie?
Oh, I know it.
Okay, yeah. Hey, now we're going to play a game. Everybody clean this shit up.
Or you're all going to die.
All of a sudden, I feel like cleaning.
Yep.
Dude, I love Babu, dude.
I always liked Finster. He's an early version of Lord Zedd.
Never noticed that when Finster's working on a monster, it's normally, or he's just kind of sitting there working,
yeah,
it's always going to be a monster that shows up later.
Yep. Again, like I said last time with Day of the Dumpster, this show is scripted just like WWE is.
There he is, my favorite bad guy.
Oh, he lost his weapons. He lost the fork and knife.
He finds them again.
Dude, I love Pudgy Pig, dude.
Wow.
The toy, you could put stuff in the toy's mouth and then the back of the bottom of the helmet opened up and you could take everything out of it. So like when I was a wee lad and I was playing with him, he would always eat all their weapons and eat everything that could fit in there. And then he would poop them out.
Yeah. I was going to say in one end, out the other. That's yeah. Right.
Just like real life.
What did Jason grab? Did he grab
sausages?
You know, yeah. Dude, he watched Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 in a part 2 where they do the chucks.
Yeah. In the beginning.
Yeah. Really? Bulk, you're an idiot.
He got nervous.
Over hot dogs?
So far we've got two for two for stuff in Bulk's face. Two episodes with stuff in Bulk's face.
There wasn't any liquid in that.
I wonder what it was like on the production side doing the food fight, if it was really that much fun.
Not if you're Bulk and Skull, because you're like, you know, Bulk just goes to work every day knowing. What are you guys throwing in my face today?
Yeah.
This is exactly how I do a picnic also. Just roll around all over the blanket with the food.
That has got to... Your dry cleaning bill must be ridiculous.
Who says he goes to picnics dressed?
That's true, dude.
Go get him, Stevie Wonder.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. You're right. I took my glasses off. I can see again. Yay.
Oh, you owe me $20.
Wait, too soon? Really?
Oh, Toro!
Why am I envisioning Zach as Bugs Bunny and Bulk as the Bull?
He didn't have that much inertia.
Dude, he was, right. Flying.
He rings it out again.
Now it's ruined. Before it wasn't ruined.
No excuse.
I am going to murder all of you with a broom.
We can't clean. We have to go save the city.
I'm a pig. Well, I at least give the original series credit that they mixed up their fashion choices a bit.
Yeah. Oh, like, yeah.
Different shades of the primary color that their Ranger outfit is. Outfit yeah. is. Look on Chase's face. He's like, oh my God, it's beautiful.
It's beautiful. Yeah, they did change the colors up because Trini is not wearing bright yellow and she's wearing gray poupon.
Mustard yellow, yes.
I miss those commercials. As bad as those commercials are, I do miss them.
They were good.
I love the one where they went, where they took it and turned it into an action movie.
I know.
Hey, this is, they morphed awful early. Normally they go fight the putties for a little bit.
Yeah, but Pudgy's the only one out there right now, so.
Well, they can't go fight him for a little bit and be like, oh man, he almost finished
and...
up.
And.
Same building, too.
Yep.
Same exact set as Day of the Dumpster. Different angles, but the same. Yeah.
Suck.
There it goes. See, look, then it was showing you where it comes out at.
Ew, a tail.
Ugh. Oh, that's funny, huh?
Right in the nose.
I always loved his axe.
Yeah, I did too.
I always liked the blue, the axe and the lance. I guess it would be technically a pike.
Well, they call it a lance, but you're probably right.
Yeah, Finster was never really evil.
No,
he's just that kid that's trying to fit in.
He's a servant of Rita. I mean, he wants to make sure he makes her happy, and he's basically her version of Wheeljack.
Yeah, that used to make me so mad when their chest would blow up, and then, you know, 3 seconds later, it's gone. I'm like, you know what? What, like, what happened?
Yeah.
Magical sparkles.
Oh, no.
We lost our powers.
We just went on a trip on the Rainbow Road.
Wow, Billy and Jason are wearing horrible tie-dye plaid-looking shirts.
We need Tommy. Who? Oh, never mind. That's not quite yet.
No.
Motherfucking Dragon Sword!
What's a dragon's horde? Oh, no, scrap that. You'll know in a little bit. There's Italy. Asia.
And I think that was the guy running away from Pudgy Pig there was the best actor in the show.
Yeah.
Oh, God, he's going to eat the camera.
I know.
Oh.
Throw some at Bulk's face, quick.
You know, the funny thing is sometimes the monsters were actually more scared of Bulk and Skull.
I know.
Well, at this point, you know, I could see where people don't really know that there's monsters yet.
Right.
So, you know, as far as Bulk knows, this is just Ernie's real father. Well,
stupid. Oh, God. Stupid question. Has there been a battle in the city by this point? I don't remember.
Oh, I'm sure. We're this many episodes in? Yeah.
Yeah. If we were doing commentaries on all the other episodes that led up to this besides Day of the Dumpster, I'm sure we would have seen a battle in the city by now.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So wait, if he was doing Mexican-American, why is he wearing a Rastafarian shirt?
Because he'd done that a lot.
And his hat is red and green and black. Oh,
well,
my
he
God.
Always wore those colors. That's when cross colors was big, was in the 90s.
Yeah, but...
Oh, my God, he's like a... It's like a smorgasbord, like a real smorgasbord. Nobody touched the veggies. Well, wait a minute. If you're so... Why are you serving raw parsnips?
Maybe Bugs Bunny was coming.
Seriously, why would you serve that raw?
What was it?
It was a parsnip.
Well, I don't necessarily think they're just serving it. You know, it's like a food banquet. Like you can come here and buy stuff. I don't think it's like a eat here while you're here. You know, they
but
can.
There
bag
was a ton of prepared food everywhere else.
Well, yeah. Well, when you,
I mean, there was a giant freaking vat of refried beans.
Yeah, well, I mean, they got to go to containers.
Bless you.
Why am I flashing to 19? I think it's 94. I think it's a year after this. And this is going to be sad for me since most people don't know I used to listen to country music. Tim McGraw's debut album came out and one of the songs on it was Refried Dreams.
Yeah, you're right.
Shut up.
Uh-oh.
We will defeat him with lunch meat.
And cake.
Zordon,
cake.
Send us our weapons. No, use the food. Say again. You're breaking up. Use the salmon and the cake. That's what I thought you said.
By the power of McDonald's.
Oh, I know it, right?
Speaking of Megaforce, Megaforce is going to be back on air in September. I believe it was like the 13th or the 18th.
Jesus Christ, that is the biggest piece of sushi I've ever seen.
Dude, that's how you got to beat the giant pigs. Oh. There you go, Spada.
But that's not a radish.
Blue 52, blue 52.
Hot, hot. Pork.
That's
Oh, wow. That's some interesting special effects there.
Yep, they needed their weapons back. Now that's heartburn.
You know, I wonder if that was wasabi.
Wasabi.
I wonder if that was a wasabi root. Because it came out powdery yellow.
Yeah.
And fresh wasabi does look powdery yellow. Or it was ginger.
Look at
no, ginger doesn't look like that. I can't let this go.
Vegetables.
Okay, I don't. You know this merged weapon is still one of my favorites.
Absolutely,
it is. It's damn awesome. When Spada said wasabi, the only thing I can think of is Mater. Give me some of that pistachio ice cream.
Oh, poor Pudgy Pig. All he wanted was a snack. And by snack, I mean he wanted all the snacks.
Mm.
Be like, stop yelling at me, dude.
Is Koldar in the bathroom or something? Because he, like, disappears for, like, 8 episodes at one point.
Yes, he was actually in the shower.
Oh, you know, being a giant monkey man stuck in a dumpster for 10,000 years? Yeah. He's probably Febrezing himself for, like, weeks.
Was there even Febreze back in the 90s? I don't remember seeing...
Possibly.
Febreze. Oh, yeah, that's how I jump off stairs, dude.
And now we have to clean this up, because, you know, we're the only people here. Rangers, shit has gone down.
What is he wearing on his head?
It's a chef hat.
Because reasons.
It looks like a... Was Alpha sick in this episode? It looks like one of those head cold things.
No, it's a chef hat.
It's a very poorly standing up chef's hat.
Oh, that's right, because he's got... Okay.
I would just chuck it right in his face.
We're sorry about this thing we had no control over.
Yep. Here's 5 sub sandwiches. They ought to sell for at least $300 a piece for all of the playground equipment.
Here's five footlongs.
Good, thanks. Here's $20.
It's...
Oh, that's hot. Hot.
No. If that had capsaicin in it, you don't want to drink water. That's only going to make it worse.
There goes his wig. Jokes on
all
you.
All of his hair, pretty much.
Look on Billy's face!
I know, right?
You're all expelled.
Yeah, you're all going to private schools.
To military school with you.
Wow. Oh, man. That was a damn good episode.
Pudgy Pig's my favorite.
Yeah, Pudgy Pig's your favorite. We know. All right, we're going to take a quick break. The commentary is over. We'll come back with some quick thoughts and close the show out after this.
Coming to Grand Rapids, Michigan on September 21st and 22nd is GrandCon Gaming and Comics Convention, presented by Celebration Cinemas. Join us in playing or chatting it up with fellow enthusiasts in a community that understands your passions. Get lost in the adventure of your favorite role-playing game. Admire costumes and art from vendors and attendees. Meet the creators behind your favorite mainstream and independent games and comic books. Check out unpublished games and sneak peek at things to come. You can get all this and more at GrandCon. For more information, please visit www.grand-con.com.
It's been a long time, but back to action!
A spate of thoughts on Food Fight.
Good episode. The episodes are normally better when there's no other human interaction, except for Bulk and Skull.
Yeah, I agree to that. I mean, that's...
But power to the Pudgy Pig. He is living the American dream. Consume all the things.
Yes, that's right. Scotty, thoughts?
I like Pudgy Pig.
Scotty likes Pudgy Pig, people. All right, that's going to do it for this round. I really enjoyed the episode. I thought it was fun. It's not very often these days that you can pull off a really good food fight not just a kids' TV show, but any TV show. I can't think of any off the top of my head, but I'm sure there are plenty since Power Rangers came out that plenty of shows pulled off good food fights. But this was a damn good, fun episode. Thank you for joining us here on From the Command Center. There's always get in contact with us, leave feedback for the show. Visit the network websites, geekcastradio.com and popculturenetwork.com. Join the forums over at Pop Culture Network and Geekcast Radio Network. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes. Please do this. Follow us on Twitter. Mine is at TFU and Mike. Spada, what is your Twitter?
Bolt Matrix.
You can also follow at Geekcast Radio and at Pop Culture Net for all the individual site updates. Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/Geekcast Radio Network. You can also find Pop Culture Network over there. Spada, your Facebook?
Vault Matrix Reviews, all one word.
Yeah, that's my stuff too. That's my information too.
Uh huh.
What is?
Huh.
Well, it's mine now.
You can find PCN on YouTube, youtube.com/popculturenetwork. Spada?
I'm sorry, the YouTube? Yes. youtube.com/vaultmatrix.
Call the voicemail line. Tell us show you're leaving the message for and your name. 502-526-5821. We hope you enjoyed this episode of From the Command Center and wish you'll join us next time when we will kick off the commentary of the 5-part epic Green with Envy. Oh, wait, I mean Green with Evil. That's an inside joke for next time. For now, I am TFG1 Mike with
Scotty Cash. And Speed of the Ball Matrix.
Thank you for listening. Until next time, there are no words. Holy crap.
Are you looking for a weekly dose of gaming news and retro? Then check out Off the Cuff, available Fridays on Geekcast Radio Network from the producers of XRG. New name, same